The king and the coral are brightly colored, banded. And it's how the band is arranged that you can tell the difference. And one is poisonous, very poisonous. In fact, it affects your nervous system, where the other one isn't.
Have you ever heard anything unusual about the king snake? I think it's the coral snake that's the poisonous one you were talking about. Some people that I've talked to claim that a king snake will kill and eat other snakes. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Not necessarily a king snake. They're too small. They're too small. They couldn't eat much. They hardly ever get longer than this, and not much heavier than my finger. But I know this. Coming to another snake, I don't know what the real name is. A lot of people call them a chicken snake, a chicken snake, white snake. They'll fight a rattlesnake, and they'll eat the rattlesnake, swallow it. A number of people have found them where they swallow them. It takes any length of time, you know.
I can imagine.
And my brother watched them fight one time, where this white snake and the rattlesnake were fighting. But these white snakes so much faster than a rattlesnake. The rattlesnake is actually a slow snake. And in order to strike, they have to coil up and come back, to strike.
Right.
And while they do that, that white snake just runs right up and wraps around them and puts a tourniquet on them. Right. And my brother watched it. He says it's really something to witness.
Right.
And then there is now you're talking about king snake, yeah. That's a different king snake than that banded one that you were talking about or told about. It's an indigo color. And a lot of people call them king snakes. And they get big. They get, 6-7 foot long. And they were introduced in this lower country here a number of years ago to battle the rattlesnake. They're rattlesnake eaters. And they're not poisonous and very domicile. And I know, I had a friend, he had one in his barn. Always lay on the rafters. Any time of day you get in there, an old big indigo is lying on the rafter. Then at nighttime you get out prowl for rattlesnakes.
That's interesting. Well, do you have any moccasins or copperheads?
Oh, yes. We have copperheads, not too many. We have cottonmouth moccasin. That is a poisonous one. And then we have just an ordinary moccasin, which is not poisonous. And then we have this, someone called a spreading adder, I guess it's pronounced adder. It flattens its head out. That's why they call it spreading. And that's mostly in the honeycomb country. And the color is like the fallen leaves of the oaks. And they're not very aggressive. They just lay there, but you're liable to step on them. That's when they're liable to strike you. And they are poisonous, but not as bad as a rattlesnake.
Since we're on the subject of poisonous things and snakes and other kind of unpleasant things, what about some insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Well, you all have the hornets, I guess, in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know them. We have any number of wasps here, different varieties, the red and the black, and the striped ones. Of course, we kids used to fight them, and we used to make us a little kind of like a ping pong bet.